Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shube, the former executive director of the NICD and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Shube, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Prof, we're definitely going to be speaking about Pesach and COVID today. Just a question for you from me. We know the third wave is around the corner. Why is the country not going down into some sort of prohibition of inter-provincial travel or something like that?
Yeah, look, Simon, at the moment we're at a fairly low level. You know, we just come out of our second wave. There isn't a third wave yet, though there's a bit of a worrying uptick in one or two of the provinces, but really not very significant. So there's no real point in prohibiting interprovincial travel. Obviously, it'll change if we do have a third wave. Then, of course, we'll have the same restrictions as we had for the second and the first waves, which will include interprovincial travel. But not at the moment.
So, for example, the Easter weekend, the services that are held at Moriah, do we have any clue how that's being managed this year? I mean, generally it's a million people.
Yeah, well, you remember last year it was, they actually suspended it. They didn't have it last year. I got no idea. There is an advisory that has gone out, whether it'll be taken up or not, is to at least temporarily over the Easter weekend, over the Easter festivities, to impose or to kind of increase the restrictions. I'm not saying to level two, level three, but at least some of those restrictions. Alcohol sales, curfew times, numbers of in internal and outside gatherings. But whether the government will actually take those, we don't know at this stage. So I think they should.
Yeah, kind of related to that issue is the whole issue of Pesach and COVID. What are your thoughts, Prof?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, a year ago when we spoke about the pre-Pesach slot, I think there was a lot more compliance. You know, we were a lot more anxious. We were a lot more nervous, a lot more apprehensive. We didn't know what was coming. So I think the compliance was a lot easier. Now we are a year down the line and people are getting fatigued and so on. There's also, you know, sort of a kind of a lulling into certain kind of, lassitude about all the precautions. And, you know, now more than ever, we really, unfortunately, do need to be careful because we are on the cusp of a third wave. And it's really it's how we behave, the human behavior, which is going to really kind of prevent it. You know, I get inundated with lots of questions related to Pesach. Not so much about how to make Knedlach, but more visitors coming from overseas and, you know, can we have a Seder with his elderly grandparent at the table?
Sure.
You know, the same principle would apply. You really have to reduce the number this year. It's not going to be a regular Seder like last year was not a regular Seder. We can't have a big crowd. We've got to have small crowds. If it's going to be indoors, try and get as much ventilation as possible. Keep physical distance from people. When you're not eating, try and wear masks. Hand sanitizing as you come in and as you go out of the of premises and wash your hands when you get home. I think these are things we all know very well, but we've got to be very, very careful. You know, the seders are part of a risk because people do have friends and family and trying to have a gathering. It's one of these kind of festivals where people do like to socialize. And unfortunately in the COVID year, particularly this year, you know, I think next year, I hope we're going to start at least having some regularization of our lives, including our seders. But this year, we really have to fuss bait. I think it's really important. And I really can't emphasize enough, we want to prevent a third wave. So please, please, please be conscious that there are risks. There is virus out there. It is circulating. We're getting between 500 and 1,000 new cases per day. It hasn't gone, it hasn't disappeared, unfortunately, and it won't disappear this year. So our seders have to be kind of tailored to that. And I think we need to be conscious of the risks and be aware that there is a virus circulating. It's not only to protect ourselves. When we're dealing with an infectious disease, we don't want it passed on to our loved ones who may be vulnerable. They may be elderly or they may have some comorbidities. And we really don't want to kind of be a vehicle that's transmitting viruses to somebody like that, which can have rather serious consequences.
We hear you loud and clear, Prof. Thank you for your input this afternoon, and we'll chat again same time tomorrow.
No, unfortunately, tomorrow I won't be able to make. I think we're really coming up to Pesach, So I'm going to take a day's leave tomorrow if I may.
I reckon we'll allow that, Prof. I reckon we'll allow it. Thank you.
So I just really want to wish you and everybody a Chag Pesach, Kasher v'Sameach.
Thank you.
You and all the listeners. And, yeah, we'll chat during Chol HaMoed, I suppose.